Our story begins at Marilyn's apartment, where Gretchen has just arrived.
Marilyn, you sounded awful on the phone. I know that you didn't want me to come over here, but I really felt like I had to.
Oh, Gretchen, I have good days and bad. I can tell already, today is going to be a bad day.
Are you sick? Do you want me to take you to the hospital?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
No, I mean, I feel a little queasy, but I'm all right. It's more psychological than anything.
Talk to me. What's going on?
The last 2 days, my hair has been coming out faster and faster. Look at me.
Oh, Marilyn, I am so sorry.
I made plans to meet Michael Hunt for coffee after my appointment today at Westside, but I look like hell.
He's a friend, right? Your friends don't care what you look like.
I guess you could say he's an acquaintance. But I don't want anyone to see me looking like this, not even you.
Not even me? Come on, Marilyn, I made a promise to you before your chemo started, and I plan on keeping that promise.
Oh, Gretchen, I don't intend to hold you to that promise. I would never ask you to wear a ridiculous wig just because I have to.
We won't look ridiculous. What time is your appointment?
2:00.
Then we have time to find the perfect wigs and come back and style them.
Are you sure you want to do this?
I love you, Marilyn. Of course I'm sure.
With his daughter Zoe in his house in Greenville, Alabama, Zach has just received a phone call from Alexandra.
This really isn't a good time.
Daddy, who is that?
No one, Zoe. Maybe you can go upstairs for a minute.
Is that Zoe? Let me talk to her.
I'm afraid that won't be possible.
I'm going to ask you a direct question, Zach. And if you lie to me, I swear you'll be sorry. Is Zoe Adriana's daughter?
Don't be ridiculous.
I know you know what happened with Adriana's child. And Zoe would be the right age. Either it's Zoe or someone else. If you don't answer my question, I'm going to ask Zoe myself.
Please don't do that.
Tell me, Zach. You may not know me well, but I'm not a person who likes to play games. Whatever you're hiding from Zoe is about to blow up in a hell of a big way. You can choose to make it easy for all of us or an ugly mess. Take your pick.
This is not a good day for my family. Please try to understand that.
I do understand it. But my sister has been traumatized for nearly 30 years over this. So I think she's waited long enough to find out the truth. Is Zoe Adriana's daughter? Yes or no?
Oh, thanks for calling. Goodbye.
Dad, what in the world was that all about?
It was just someone from church, Zoe. Some people wanting to take care of us. I told her it wasn't necessary.
It didn't seem like a friendly call from church. Are you sure that's all it was?
Yes, I'm sure.
At Windsor Academy, CJ is standing by his locker after school when Clint walks up.
CJ, did you say something to Dara about Heidi and me?
No, of course not. You can trust me, Clint.
We've broken up, and I know she suspects something happened. I just can't figure out how she made the leap from being jealous about Heidi to thinking something was going on.
I don't know, Clint, but maybe the two of you should take a break for a while until you get your head clear and figure out what you want.
Maybe you're right.
I hate you.
Daryl, what's your problem? Why are you going all psycho on me lately?
Psycho? Oh, I'll show you psycho, you creep. How could you sleep with Heidi?
Oh, my God. Daryl, let me explain.
I don't need an explanation, Clint. I just want you out of my life. Forever. Everything we shared between us is over. I don't ever want to see you again.
Daryl, wait. Damn it.
Wow. Tough break.
How in the hell does Darren know that Heidi and I slept together? You're the only person I told, CJ.
It wasn't me, Clint. You're my friend. I'd never stab you in the back like that.
Then how? How did this happen?
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.